Okay, we're now joined by assistant coach and wide receivers coach CJ Covington here on Buff Talk. Coach, how you doing today?
I'm good, man. I can't complain. Just hanging out.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. So we're recording this interview at St. Mary Catholic. We should address that first. What are some of the things that you do here throughout the week?
Oh, I am the PE teacher here at St. Mary's Catholic on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Fridays, I'm here all day. And then I'm also at St. Dominic's Catholic School, which I do PE as well. And I'm a para there in the morning times, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I do lunch duty.
How's that experience been?
It's been fun. It's been the last 7 years. I've been at St. Dominic's for 7 years, here 6 years. So it's been really fun. I enjoy the kids. I have a great group of kids at both of these schools. And I also get to coach the track team for St. Dominic's. And I coached St. Mary's for a couple years until we got one of our one of the players that used to play at Garden City High School, Emmanuel, he's coaching for St. Mary's now. So,
okay, got it. So I was going to ask, we were just walking through the hallways, had a couple 6-7 year olds, I want to say. You're also working with, you know, teenagers, 16, 17 years old now. Which one's tougher to work with?
The older kids.
Okay.
The older kids. What I'm going through right now is a lot of these older kids, their minds already kind of shaped and they already kind of see where they want to go or what they want to do. And so trying to change, you're not trying to change their mind, but trying to just get them to see a different vision or just to see the full picture of everything they want to do and everything that comes with what they want to do and what they think they're going to do. So I think the older kids are a challenge. I always say that I'd prefer to work in the elementary school versus a high school. I wouldn't want to be a high school teacher. I'm perfect right here. I love the hugs. I get hugs here.
Okay, that's awesome. So let me also ask you, I've talked about this with you on the side in practice. You're taking some online classes as well as Wichita State at Well. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, I'm in the TAP program at Wichita State, and it's just a lot of busy work just throughout the week, doing work, getting my discussions done, lesson plans, working with the teachers at my school, which they do a great job of letting me do whatever I need in the morning times when I'm pairing at St. Dominic's. Mm-hmm. But it's just lesson plans, recording myself, doing everything. I stayed up late last night doing homework and turning in my videos and stuff like that, tagging it all up. So it's just I don't like to say that word, but it's a grind right now. But I'm almost done. I got finished up in May. So
don't worry, I just graduated in May. I know plenty about procrastination, so don't worry about that.
Hey, I'm good at that. I'm good at procrastinating.
What was the inspiration to go back into classes?
So I'll tell you this. I worked as a glazer, which is a person who does glass work, for 7 years at Kenny Glass, the local glass company here in Garden City, and it's no knock against them at all, but, I was just sitting there listening to music, listening to podcasts, and it was motivating me. It really was motivating me, and I was already kind of in the youth sports with my older son and everything, but what really and it's funny, I tell this story all the time. I just came home one day, and I told my fiance, Paula, I was like, hey, I'm done. I quit. I'm going to quit. I'm done. She's like, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to go back to school. And so since that day, I mean, it's been 7 years, but I've slowly taken all the classes that I've had to take while working and doing everything. And it's rewarding right now. You know, I feel good in this last, my senior year of college finally, and it's rewarding.
Was your fiance supportive of the decision?
Oh, 100%, man. Oh, if you ever meet her, yes. School is her thing. Okay. So my kids, yes, they better A's only. Okay. A's only.
And what was the long-term goal in going back to classes? What do you want to do with it?
I mean, I wanted to coach. That was my goal. That was my goal originally. I really wanted to coach. And it's funny you talk about this. I was lucky enough to get on the staff here, Coach Hill. He was working with the Junior Buffs and wanted to start a new program, and we started that program. And after that, he had asked me if I could join his staff, and I was so grateful for that. I could not turn that down. I'm from Garden City. I played at Garden City High School, and that was one of my dreams. So, yeah, I mean, I said yes in a heartbeat, and that's kind of how this has all been, how this is where we're at now.
Can you talk about the pride, what it means to play for this team and now be able to coach the next generation of Buffaloes?
Yeah. It means everything to me. Like, everything. I love Garden City, for one. I'm from Garden City. I grew up here. I am a GC boy, and I love this place. I played for Garden City, and, oh, man. I mean, I just have so many memories of Garden City, Garden City football. I played for Coach Mike Smith, and I had a great experience as a young boy playing here. And, you know, just all the games against Liberal, you know, the Redskins, the Panthers, the Gray Bend, Hayes Indians. It just sits with me, and I take it very personal. I will say I take it very personal, and my approach towards the game, towards football, is personal every week, day in and day out, and the kids understand that, and they know that I really, really, truly care about our program, not just, you know, the football kids. I care about the full program and everybody else that's going to be in our program eventually.
That's an awesome answer. How many years did you play varsity?
So this is a little weird. So under Mike Smith, my freshman year, I was lucky enough to be able to join the varsity team and practice with them as they made it. I want to say they made it to the quarterfinals that year, and we lost to Hutch. But I was able to be on the journey. You know, I was able to be on the whole – on the practice squad and – or not practice squad, but I was on the team, and I would be on the scout team, and I took pride in that as well. You know, learning this, you know, the plays from Hutch and, you know, being whoever they needed me to be. And so I was lucky enough to be a four-year letterman. Somewhere in between there, and not somewhere in between, my sophomore year, I did end up going to Mississippi, and I played at Gulfport High, and that's where my dad's side of the family's from. But okay. Soon after that, I came back here, junior and senior year, played for the Buffaloes. And I did get to play varsity football when I was down there in Mississippi, and that was a great experience. But, yeah, it was a lot different from down here.
Just doesn't beat Garden?
Oh, well, Garden City's home. That's all it was, man. Garden City's home, and, you know, I don't know. I think I was trying to measure myself up to other people in other states at that point in time in my life. You know, I'd go down to Mississippi. My uncle would be talking. I'll come down here and play some real football, and I wanted to take the challenge. So I went down there, and I quickly learned, and I tell my boys this now, the football boys, football's football. It don't matter where you're from. It don't matter if you're from Texas, California, Florida. If you're a player, they're going to find you. And, I mean, no matter where you're at, you're going to play football. You still have to put the helmets on. You still got to put your pads on, line it up, and let's go.
Yeah. The reason I ask that is because now that this interview is airing on Buff Talk, you're in Liberal right now for the freshman in JV. Coach Hill told me these teams have really stepped up this season. Can you describe how they've played so far?
The freshman team, for one, is a great batch of boys. Really athletic, can really move the ball. It's been a breath. And see, I say that our seasons haven't been as good for the past 2 years that I was a freshman coach. We weren't as good. This team right here, they just get it. They can move the ball. They have a lot of athletes on the outside. They can get outside. And then as well as just the linemen. The linemen, they block, and they just do a great job. JV team. Last year was a great season for the JV team, and now, I mean, of course, we have some of those kids that were on the JV team on varsities, which makes a big difference. You know, we had Mario, Ethan, Michael Villalobos, all those guys, Sneath, all those guys were on JV. So last year was just great. We had a lot of score. We scored a lot of points. It was fun. This year for JV, we haven't been as explosive. We do have a freshman at quarterback on JV, and he's done a great job. But as far as the whole team, they are getting it. One thing that I've seen this year, especially with our offense, is that the kids are starting to get it, and they're starting to learn their roles. And the cool thing about this offense is just, you know, I sit back and watch it sometimes, is we could just plug kids in, you know. We can just plug kids in, and we've been able to, and on JV, I've been able to just plug kids in and sub, and I don't have kids tired, you know? It's been a great thing, and we're still moving the ball, and it's just everybody's buying into the offense, which I love. I just love it. It's been great. But JV season has been great so far. Look, hope to go get a win tonight.
Absolutely. Talking to Coach Hiltz, who's the volleyball coach at the community college last week, he told me he's had a lot of aha moments this week. It sounds like you've kind of had the same thing where these guys have plugged in and immediately know what they have to do. How rewarding is that as a coach?
It's very rewarding. Because, I mean, we've had a couple times this season, like, where Emilio's gone down, and we had a senior, Ethan Leisure, come in, and I felt like he did a good job. We didn't lose a step with him in there, which is what we need. We do have a couple other receivers that could do that same thing. And I mean, we just have kids that I feel like they all want to be out there, and they all want to work hard. And, I mean, I just feel like they're great kids, and they do what they have to do. They're going to do whatever it takes to win and whatever we ask them to do.
Are there any guys on freshman and JV that we could keep an eye on for varsity next season?
Ooh, that is a good question. Ooh. There's a couple kids that I think may make a splash, but that's kind of a hard jump, as you know, and I'm going to say that's a hard jump because we're seeing, I don't know if I want to even talk too many about freshmen, because the reason I'll say that is because the same thing, Michael, Mario, and, you know, Ethan and them, they were on JV last year, and they looked like superstars, you know, and now we have a type of a learning, it's not, you know, they're great athletes, but we have a learning curve. Now it's varsity football, you know, it's a level up, and everybody's gonna have their best on the team. So I think to make that jump from a freshman to varsity, I don't know if very many are going to do that.
For sure.
But there is some talented boys on that team. I don't know if there's going to be very many that make that jump. As far as JV, Kenny Wynn. Okay. Kenny Wynn is a good player. We've got to see him in some varsity games. I think he will be a good player going on. I've really been impressed with his improvement this year compared to last year as a freshman. I will talk on him. Last year I did have him as a freshman, and he's improved greatly. And also there's one more kid, actually, is I think Julius Farrell has became a better playmaker at the receiver spot. Starting to catch the ball very well, run the routes very well. I do need him to block better. Okay. But that's with almost all my receivers. I mean, I think we can all block better. But I think he's a good playmaker that would be good for us in the future going forward.
You talk about the learning curve from JV to varsity. What's the hardest thing for these guys to get when they transition from one level to the other?
I think it's mental. I 100% think it's mental. You go into a season, you know, especially your first varsity season, you go into this thing, hey, man, you know, I'm gonna do my thing. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Well, yeah, that's what we'd like to see or like to happen. But we're also playing against a whole other team that has that same mindset. And nobody's just going to let you do that. And I think that's what we're starting to see is that it's not easy. It's not easy. You got to go out and work. You got to have your head straight. You got to, you know, you got to have your working hat on. You got to be ready every single day. When you get to Friday, you know, you're doing everything that you've already practiced, and it's easy, you know. But we can't, you know, we got to be focused, and we got to be focused. That's the big thing.
So, as someone who's played varsity here at Garden City, is there a kind of mindset or motto that you like trying to instill in this wide receiver group?
It's toughness. It's the toughness. My big thing is I want them to go hard every single play. Even if they're blocking, it should look like they're running a route. I want them 100% every time. If they're tired, they can get pulled out. We can get another guy to block. I just want them to be tough. That's the biggest thing. I'm not saying that they're not tough already. I mean, Emilio's done a great job this year. He's been injured twice, came back in the game both times. Finished out the game, made a couple big plays even after he got injured. So, I mean, I'm not saying we're not tough. I just like to see it all the way around, all of my receivers just going out there, working their tail off, even when they're not getting the ball.
Let me talk to you about Emilio. He's taken a big step this year. He only had one catch for varsity last season. Mm-hmm. Now he's leading the team in receiving yards. How has he been able to take this big step in the offense?
I think he just wants it. It's his senior year, and it's different for him this year. You know, he's really taken the leadership role. As far as the receivers, he does more. He talks a lot more. I'm not saying he's never talked. He's always been a good leader. He talked, but he's been able to talk more, and he helps out a little bit more with we have a sophomore receiver, Julian Solis. He helps him out quite a bit. And I think his focus in practice, he wants it. It's his senior year, and he wants to do good, and he wants our team to do well.
Take me through that play that he had in the second quarter this last week against Liberal, the 38-yard catch.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, well, Coach Hill called that, and Emilio looked at me. And, we knew he was about to get – we knew he was going to not score, but we knew it was going to be a big play. As soon as the play was called, I remember looking at one of the kids, and I was like, here we go. You know, it's game time. But he was ready for it. That's the thing with Emilio, though. He's in those times, he's ready. You know, when you call his name or when you give him something, he's ready to go do it. And that's the great thing. He's a competitor. Emilio's a competitor 100%.
I noticed you were the first one to the sideline over to celebrate. What do you like with these guys on game day?
Oh, man. I'm pretty much – I'm the hype guy. I'm the hype guy. You know, I'm fairly young, and I like to jump around and be excited. I got a lot of calls and a lot of students telling me they saw me jumping around in the Hayes game. So that's kind of been my role lately, just, you know, getting these boys hyped up and, you know, sometimes just like having to be the good cop, you know what I mean? Whenever, and I do have my spots as the bad cop, but, you know, sometimes just backdooring, you know, hey, look, but, you know, this is the reason why this is going on. This is the reason why we're upset, you know, and boom, 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 you know, just, and I say this a lot, and some people will get my lingo over here. I just kick it a different way, you know, to the kids. I kick it a little bit different way, and sometimes that's refreshing to them. You know, and it's not anything different from what anybody on my coaching staff is saying, but I think sometimes the kids can just be like, all right, cool, CJ, you know, like, mm-hmm. All right, I got you, you know?
Where did you learn that? Where did you learn to kick it a different way?
I'm a GC boy, man. I'm from here, man. Like, I grew up here, and, you know, I'm me. I'm not going to change. I'm not going to change me for, you know, for these kids, you know, they don't want that. They want me to be me. And so I'm going to just be me, and I'm going to keep it the way I've always kept it. And like, when I say that, don't get me wrong. When it's business time, we're going to turn it on, and we're going to focus, and we're going to work, and we're going to do the things we have to do. When it's game time, and we're not going to have some fun, and, you know, when it's time to have fun, we're going to have that fun, and we're, you know, we're going to have a good relationship as, you know, player coach, and that's how I like to keep it.
I love that. Let me ask about this group of wide receivers. Obviously, you've worked with some of them on JV. Now they're on varsity. How would you describe this group? What are they like personality-wise? Are they hard workers? Are they focused? Do they like to keep things light?
So as far as the older group, we have a lot of fun. We talk a lot. I know, like, for sure every Tuesday I always go over, you know, what I kind of – felt like we didn't do well in the games or what we can improve. And it's always blocking. Every time it's blocking. But they're probably tired of hearing me say it. But we have a good group. They listen well. They understand. And like I said, to help with Emilio being there as a senior, it's helped a lot. I think Sneath has came a long way. Got to get him to lower those hips. But he's came a long way. As well as Julian Solis. And then we also have that other senior that I told you about earlier, Ethan Leisure, who has done a great job of just knowing his role and accepting his role. You know, wherever he's needed, he's there. If I need something, he's like, yes, sir, you know. And that's been a breath of fresh air for me to have two seniors help me lead this group. But overall, great group, you know. We get to joking around and talking a lot, so I think we have a good relationship.
Let me ask about Braden for a second. I had Coach Hill on the show 2 weeks ago, and he said Braden hardly talked. I had Braden on the show last week, and he was a great talker. How would you describe him?
Braden's my boy. So I've had him since he was a freshman, and he's a good kid. Me and him talk, and we joke around a lot. I don't, you know, he flies under the radar as far as with me, you know, he does what he's supposed to do. And he's not talking very much at practice, you know. He's not going to be any wild one, but, you know, me and him got to ref this weekend for the junior buffs, and, you know, it was cool just to do that. It's like I said, it's always cool to do other stuff with these kids, you know, other than and see them in a different light, mm-hmm. instead of just on the football field, which we were on the football field, but we were working, we were reffing together, and it was cool to just you know, throw a couple jokes at him, have him laugh back, and, you know, he threw a couple jokes at me. And but I will say he's a little timid. He's like, hey, oh, this is my coach. Should I say that? Like, but he's a great kid. Great kid. I love him.
You said it's a light receiver group. Who's the funniest receiver?
Ooh. See, he don't play very much offense anymore. But it's Evan.
Finch?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Evan. I like him. Me and him. See, me and him had a great relationship, too, as when he was a freshman. And it's just kind of... You know, he kind of just grown. And last year I was on the defensive side of the ball and he was on the offensive side of the ball. Then we swapped. Mm-hmm. So I don't get to see him very much. But Evan's funny, man. That dude makes me laugh a lot more than he probably thinks. I probably don't laugh out there at practice as much as I think I do. Mm-hmm. But I'm dying in my head.
Got it, man. Thank you so much for coming on. I got one last question for you. So, final couple of weeks of the season. No, it doesn't feel like that. But can you talk to me about where this wide receiver group has made the biggest jump from week one to now?
I want to say it's in their playmaking ability. I think with our offense, we run a lot, of course. And so, when we do get those opportunities as receivers, we have to take advantage of those. You know, we have to make those plays. Emilio making the play, I don't even know what team it was, on the reverse. It was a reverse pass.
Hayes
pulls it down, makes the play, gets hurt, comes back in. Great play. Same game. Braden, we get a ball, you know, a little short. Mm-hmm. Defender bats it up in the air. Braden sticks with it to get a first down, you know, and it's stuff like that, you know, making the plays when they have to. Emilio making that play on against Liberal when he had to. I think they're just doing a good job. And also, it's a lot of things that they don't see. And I've been harping on them about the blocking, they are becoming better blockers. Mm-hmm. And that's a big thing. That's a big thing in our offense. And as a football player. That's a big thing. Blocking is huge. I mean, I can't speak enough about it, but they have came a long way as blockers, and then I want to say they do a great job with their playmaking ability.
Coach, hope you can pull home some wins for freshman and JV tonight in Liberal, and hope you, most importantly, you can get a win this Friday against Ulysses in Varsity. But that is CJ Covens, and thank you so much for coming on Buff Talk tonight. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you. I appreciate it.